Michelle, this is Dave Ross at Cairo Radio. And I just wanted to ask you about your experience with Dr. Wagner. What first made you want to go in?
I was diagnosed with osteoarthritis when I was about 12. And had just as I've gotten older, I was turning 50 last year, and it was becoming harder and harder to manage. And I was in pretty much daily pain, got a pretty physical job, and there was definitely restrictions, having trouble navigating stairs and whatnot. And I just got to the point where couldn't take it anymore. And so I had, for a few years, had looked at surgery, and I wasn't appealing, wasn't getting answers that they even thought that it would be something that would be helpful. And so I started researching stem cell regeneration and read about Dr. Wagner and reached out to his office and made the decision to take a chance on it, and haven't regretted it since.
So this was a knee problem?
I had both knees done at the same time. I had the cartilage in my knees was all but gone.
And describe for us who have not been through that, what does that feel like?
Very unstable. What part of the catalyst of me finally pulling the trigger was I was going to sit down in my office and I was reading a document, and as I was kind of going down, like I didn't even have the strength to be able to control as I was sitting down, and I ended up falling and hitting the ground, and I just thought, this is ridiculous. I'm too young, affecting my quality of life. And my husband's extremely active. I was not able to hike with him as I used to be, and things like that. So, and just pain, a constant parade of anti-inflammatories and things like that. So, again, I have stairs in my workplace and at my home, and going up and down the stairs even to do the laundry, I would have to brace myself against a wall for the stability.
That sounds terrible. So, may I ask how old you are?
I'm 51 now. I was 50 about to turn 50 when I made the decision to have the procedure.
So were you considering knee replacement?
I knew that there was no way that I would be able to make it another decade without doing something, because it was, as I said, it was definitely getting progressively worse. I've been able to kind of manage it, and I would pick and choose activities throughout my life that would, you know, stopped riding a bike when I was a child. I quit playing basketball. I, you know, did these things that would kind of go, okay, well, this is going to wear it down even faster. Mm-hmm. And so I would kind of made those conscious decisions. And I just got to a point where I'm like, well, there's walking up and down stairs isn't a conscious decision for me to have to make.
So what made you decide then not to do the knee surgery?
I don't think that a lot of people think it's appealing to go under a knife. And as I talked to a couple of orthopedic surgeons, I wasn't really getting a definitive, yeah, this is going to work. This is going to be great. And I was looking for a different alternative. I had done some reading, and when I really started researching and, you know, thought a lot of professional athletes are doing this, I'm absolutely not in that category, but thought, okay, well, these guys have all the resources in the world, and they're making this choice.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you know, to me, it was worthwhile to have the conversation about it. And when I met with Dr. Wagner, after our initial consultation, he felt that I was a very strong candidate for it. The logic behind it, I guess, made sense to me about that, you know, that it was essentially the stem cells are cloning cells, and they were going to grab whatever trace amount that was there and try and start replicating.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt that, you know, what he had said back to me was he thought I could get about 80% of my cartilage back in my knees. And when I was diagnosed at 12, I had less than 50% at that point.
Wow. So this is, well, you had early warning that this was going to be a problem then.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I've dealt with this all my life.
Yeah. So what made, this is, of course, a fairly new procedure, and there is actually a little mystery to it as well. So what made you trust this?
It truly was a leap of faith, but I talked to my husband, some family members, and I thought, well, anything that I do at this point, what's going to feel like a leap of faith, even surgery? And so I thought it was worth a chance, and haven't ever looked back on that. It was life-changing.
It was life-changing?
Yes, absolutely, for me.
Describe the before and after.
I was in daily pain, a lot of, you know, it was anti-inflammatories and things like that on a regular basis. Long days at work would just be excruciating, and I'd be home and it would just be done. Instability in walking up and down stairs and things like that, even up to my house, three short stairs. If I was fatigued, I had to make sure I was bracing myself to do that. After the procedure, I mean, it over a period of time, it kept the stability was absolute to me. And I, within 6 months, I wasn't even thinking about stairs, or I did feel, I've never felt that I was going to fall. I haven't had an anti-inflammatory in over a year since, you know, 2 weeks before the procedure.
And this for a condition which you have been dealing with since age 12?
Yes.
That is pretty remarkable.
It was truly remarkable. And they had kind of indicated to me, Dr. Wagner had said, you know, I said, you know, when will I start to notice this? Or if, you know, if this is going to work. And he said a lot of people feel at 6 to 8 weeks that they start to notice changes. For me, it was the first conscious thought I had was about 3 weeks after, and I was kind of running late for work, and I went running out of my house and ran down those stairs, and I was about halfway down my sidewalk, and I just froze, and I thought, okay. And then I just kind of was like, okay, this is, you know, I like to think I'm a fairly pragmatic person, and I thought, okay, this is in your mind. At 6 weeks, I was celebrating my 50th birthday, went with my sister and my husband and her husband to Universal Studios in Florida and spent 2 days just running the park. These are people who are with me on a regular basis, and they were just shocked. And was definitely fatigued at the end of the weekend, but had done things I hadn't been able to do in a couple of years.
It sounds like
And then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, it sounds like the final scene of one of those Hollywood films.
It was remarkable, and so much so, I've actually had a close friend and a family member that I've referred to him, and both have had the close friend, her mother had both knees done, and the family member had one knee done, and they're at different phases. I'm at 14 months, but they're several months in, and I've definitely are seeing the signs.
You're the
of positive rehabilitation.
You're the star of your own inspirational movie, aren't you?
I don't know about that, but I have never regretted it. For me, it was life changing, and obviously every patient has their own experience. But for something that had been a lifetime of struggle and becoming more and more limiting as I got older, because I 50 to me is very young still, so I shouldn't have, in my mind, I shouldn't be feeling the way that I was feeling, and I haven't regretted it.
Well, 50 to me sounds really young. So what would you say about Dr. Wagner and his approach?
Very gracious, great information. His staff was wonderful to work with. They were very informative. They answered all my questions, addressed any concerns, encouraged the research. The procedure itself was 90 minutes in and out of his office, which is just shocking to me that it had this impact on my life, and it was so uninvasive, essentially. And the follow-up care has been great. And definitely important to do the physical therapy and follow the notes.
Right. So you would recommend this to others in a similar situation?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Well, that's great. Anything else you want to add?
I would thank Dr. Wagner and his team because, as I said, this was life-changing for me.
Well, that sounds great. You've made my day. I can go skipping happily through the day now knowing that you're feeling so well, and that if this ever happens to me, I'll have it done too. That's great. All right, Michelle, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.